Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a Spanish language social media site, which I've never seen before in my life, so it's a news to me. And on this site, they interview Latin American ball players who sometimes speak both languages, but for the purposes of this little premise, it is done in Spanish, okay? Carlos Correa was the featured guest on this, let's just call it podcast, because I don't know what the hell it is, okay? On this podcast, Carlos Correa says, and I'm paraphrasing, it's not an exact quote, because it is in Spanish, and with my ability to understand Spanish, this is what I took out of it. If you want to have your wife, with all due respect, maybe deciphered more than I did, please do so. But I want to call your attention to it. Carlos Correa said that Derek Jeter was gifted a couple of his gold gloves. Carlos Correa, who many Yankee fans would like to see manning the position for the next 10 years, came out and said Derek Jeter didn't earn those gold gloves. They were gifts. Overrated. Thoughts.
Well, so now we're mad at Carlos Correa for telling the truth?
Never should have asked a Met fan.
No.
Never ask a Met
well,
fan.
Look. The debate isn't should Derek Jeter have won his five gold gloves. That's not a debate we want to have. I happen to mostly agree with him, but that's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand, and Yankee fans have to answer this question. You have to answer this question, Mr. Yankee fan. Can you root for a guy who besmirched the name Derek Jeter? That's on you. Because Carlos Correa, the baseball player, has not been impacted by this. It's up to you as Yankee fans. Can you look past Carlos Correa taking down his zipper and basically urinating on a Yankee legend's defensive legacy? Now, you may have no problem with that. You may say, hey, look, I want to win a championship. If this guy can come hit 290, 35, 110, play gold glove defense himself, and win me a championship, he can say whatever he wants about Derek Jeter. That's up to you.
Big Mac, you're a Yankee fan. I'm trying to get a little taste of the pulse right now. Does that change your opinion? Not to say that you want a Correa, but
right. If
you did want Correa or on the fence on Correa, him putting down the Jeter gold glove, what would you say?
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm sure he's got a lot of idiotic opinions. I'm sure all these ball players do. Doesn't bother me at all. Come here and perform.
Because we don't pay them to talk.
Correct.
We pay them to play.
Well,
correct.
The only thing you got to ask yourself is, when you sign Corey Seager, there's no drama other than go hit. When you sign Carlos Correa, he comes here with drama. Not just this comment.
Sure.
The cheating stuff. You even said last week, your words not mine, Carlos Correa needs to apologize for 2017. There's nothing Corey Seager has to say upon signing here other than, hi, everybody, my name's Corey, and produce. So the thing you got to decide with Correa is, as good of a ball player as he is, and he's a tremendous baseball player, are you okay with the baggage that comes with him in terms of if he struggles, you guys will turn on him quicker than you'll turn on a guy like
Corey
Seager?
We're going to turn on anybody that struggles. Yeah, that's what we do.
But it will be quicker with Correa than it would be with
Seager. Honestly, if you're asking me, part of the reason why I think Correa would be someone the Yankees bring in is because he's proven that these kind of things don't get to him. I mean, he was the face of the cheating scandal, going after everybody who had something to say, and here he is hitting in the ALCS, hitting in the World Series. I mean, part of the reason why, anybody might want him over Seager would be, look at what he's done in the postseason. Look at what he does in the face of adversity.
He's so not bothered really, by it. That's
I don't think I don't think he's bothered by it.
But
and
yeah,
the last thing
fair,
I'm going to take into consideration is, well, what happens if he fails? Well, if he fails, he fails. So I really don't care what the surrounding noise is when he fails. If he fails, I'll be pissed off he failed. I'm not going to be worried that the fans are going to get on him.
No, that's the least of your worries. You'd be pissed that he... We call failing in New York now. It's got a name.
Right.
It's called Lindoring. We all hope that he doesn't Lindor. Because if he Lindored, then it would be a very tough go for him, much like it was for your shortstop.
He'll have a tougher go is the point, though.
His go will be tough.
Look,
because of the cheating.
Listen, if he's eating eggs while we're all celebrating with champagne splashing, then I don't care what
That's the bottom line
to all
of this.
The cheating thing's not a part of that. The cheating is.
Well, and I know this isn't a great comparison, but Adam Ottavino had controversy before he signed with the Yankees. Do you remember his controversy?
Really?
No, I have to bring this up. Craig has no idea. I know.
I think we talked about it with Craig.
You think Craig remembers?
About it. Yeah.
What's the Ottavino controversy?
Ottavino.
What's the Ottavino
that
controversy?
That guy struggles. We had a lot to say
Shut
about
up,
it.
Loogie. What's the
I'll
Ottavino
tell you that
controversy?
Right now. It's all the Babe Ruth stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right.
And nobody cared. Like, I think once you're here
because
and you're
nobody's
playing...
nobody's alive that saw Babe Ruth.
Yeah, it is
play.
Different knocking Jeter, though.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think of a comparison that works.
Anyway, so that's the baseball update. The
What's
Yankees...
the conspiracy, though?
Oh, yeah. The conspiracy is this.
Because I have a conspiracy, too. I'm curious if we're on the same page.
Here's the conspiracy. Thank you for reminding me about
that. Of course.
So there's a lot of people that are going to say, we don't want Correa if he's gonna try to, you know, say bad things about the great Derek Jeter. And believe it or not, as you know... There are some fans that'll say that. You besmirch the legend of Jeter. How dare you? You're dead to me. You can't play here, right?
Right.
There is a conspiracy to that. I want to put it out there. It is well known that the general manager
we are on the same page.
Of the New York Yankees,
go ahead,
not the biggest fan of Derek Jeter, and taking a shot at Derek Jeter might play right into the hands of a general manager that also doesn't like Jeter.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if I'm watching an old video, I will take the hit on this. But someone put out a video today, which I thought was from the general manager meetings that just took place.
Oh, about Jeter moving to the outfield?
Is that current?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
I saw it.
That was a couple days ago.
It was fascinating.
I don't want to get burnt by like an old video.
No. This is a new video. You're good.
So there's a video that came out. I just saw it today. Where reporters said, hey, just out of curiosity, just go back, wind back the clock a few years if we can. You know, there's a story we're working on that towards the end of Jeter's career, you contemplated moving him to the outfield because defensively he became a liability. Would you comment on that? And Cashman kind of smiled and smirked and said, essentially, no, that's accurate, but give Derek credit because he worked his ass off and became a much better defensive shortstop than he was when we contemplated it.
Right.
And in my head, all I'm thinking of, could you imagine the fun we would have had on this radio station
if they moved him?
If they announced the starting right fielder, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Jeter. Especially if they moved A-Rod over to short.
Well, that part wasn't happening,
but
Jeter moving to the outfield would have been incredible to watch. And he would have been good at it.
Who knows?
Like, that's the compliment to Jeter. But here's the thing with that conspiracy, because I thought the same thing. So we are on the same page. I don't think the relationship between the GM and the player is ever going to dictate if the player signs here. Like Carlos
Unless
Correa,
it's personal, maybe.
Sure. Carlos Correa is going to sign with the team that offers him the most money. Whether that's the Detroit Tigers or it's the New York Yankees, or it's the Houston Astros. And most athletes are that way. Very few athletes are really picking their spots specifically. Like even Gerrit Cole, who we all went nuts about, oh, he wanted to be a Yankee his whole life. The Yankees offered him the most money. Ultimately, that's why he picked the New York Yankees.
Of course, money always rules everything. It's very rare for someone to turn down significantly more money.
You do have
Although
to admit.
Although Mike Hampton did go to the Rockies because of the school system.
No, he took the most money. Oh, that one was a classic.
Yeah.
You do have to admit, Carlos Correa signing with the Yankees will be fun to watch.
It'd be great for us.
I mean, it would be fun to watch.
No, by the way, if Baez re-signs with the Mets, Lindor last year, we didn't know it was going to do what happened. Yeah, same thing. For our purposes, it's a show.
But you know
I want to see a show.
If you're a Yankee fan and you were debating the merits of Seager and Correa without getting into the minutiae of it, it's very close. They're both really good players. You could whatever stat you want to go to, injury history, all that, it's very close. wouldn't Seager kind of win the tiebreaker? A, he's a lefty, and B, he doesn't come with the aspect that you used to hate his guts. Like, you don't hate Corey Seager because you never cared about Corey Seager.
Correct.
It'll be easier to root for Corey Seager than it will ever be to root for Carlos Correa.
I disagree with that, but I hear you. I mean, the point's not lost that there are some Yankee fans that'll tell you till they die, that guy can't play for my team. Now, as soon as that guy's batting third and playing shortstop, and he's batting, like you said, 290, 35, 110, are you going to wait in line to get the guy's autograph on a milk carton? Like, you'll
of course.
Thrilled. You'll love him. My guy. I always do. He's like, yeah. It was Beltran's fault.
Just got to perform him.
By the way, Beltran's in the video that I saw. It looks like Beltran. Did you see the video or no? The Correa video?
He's in the video?
I thought I saw Beltran in that video. Maybe not.
I don't think you saw him in the video.
No?
No.
I thought I did. I thought I might have seen Carlos Beltran.
Are you talking
around.
About Jason Zillow?
No.
Because I always thought Zillow looked like Beltran. No. He's the PR guy for the Yankees.
Yeah, he calls himself Z, though.
Oh, I always thought Z looked like Beltran.
He calls himself Z because for a couple-year period there, when A-Rod and Jeter were still there,
right.
They loved him. And he protected them from a lot of things a lot of other players have to do. Mm-hmm. So he felt empowered that if you have Jeets on your side, you're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it went to his head a little bit. He did. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Right.
I'm not saying his job's easy, but he kind of felt like in his own mind, he became a star.
Gotcha.
Like, no one's paying to watch you, take notes, buddy.
Right.
I'm just saying, I appreciate your job's not easy. I'm not saying it is. But we want to talk to Derek and Alex, not you.
Right.
And I think because they empowered him to be the gatekeeper, I'm sorry. I know this means nothing to the audience. You can refer to yourself as Z.
He referred to himself as Z?
When you call Jason Zillow up, he goes, Z.
That's kind of cool, actually.
No, it's not cool.
You don't pick up your phone and say, CC here.
No, I don't. I don't. Never have, never would.
You should start doing that.
He answers the phone, yo, Z. Yeah. Or it's like, Z, go. Like, excuse me? Tough guy? Come on now. Just be a PR guy, do what you're told. Right? Make people available when we want to talk to them. That's all. But he's like the gatekeeper.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I like that. He might be a lovely guy. He's been with the Yankees 20 years now, so good for him. I'm not suggesting it's an easy job, but you got to stop calling yourself Z.
I'm going to go back on that video.
We can call you Z, but you can't call yourself Z.
I need to see if Carlos Beltran was in that video.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I saw Carlos
Beltran. I'm
telling you,
I bet you it's Z, because I think Z looks like Beltran.
Why would Z be in a Carlos Correa video?
Oh, the Carlos. I thought you meant the Cashman video.
No, the Correa video.
No, you know who's in the Correa video?
I thought I saw Carlos Beltran.
No, Carlos Baerga's in that video.
Is Baerga there?
And Carlos Baerga, how do I say this nicely? Carlos Baerga
has a weird habit in the locker room before games.
Well, he had a few meals, I can tell you that.
Oh, he put on some,
Some?
He ate himself?
I mean.
So you should make fun of people's weight, Evan.
I'm not. I didn't want to. You kind of brought it upon me.
Did I ever tell you the Baerga story in the Cleveland Indian locker room?
What's the Baerga? By the way, the scandal in this is Carlos Baerga completely agreed with Correa about Jeter and the gold gloves.
Yeah, it's easier
to
pick on
Jeter. Those are fighting words. What's the Cleveland story with Baerga?
So I get brought into the Cleveland Indians locker room. All right?
Yep.
Charles Nagy was a young stud pitcher for them. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I think I've heard of him.
You've
Game
heard of
seven,
Nagy?
Marlins, Indians.
Okay, well, he and I were friendly. I wouldn't say we're friends, but friendly.
Okay.
So I get brought, I'm in the Indians locker room, okay? And one of the guys is like, Charlie, show him, man, show him. I go, show me what? All right, we're going to show you. But you can't talk about it on your show. I was on the air in Cleveland at the time.
So they were going to show you something private, but you couldn't
tell
anybody?
At the time, I couldn't talk about it. Now, 30 years later, I think I'm allowed to talk about it.
All right, go ahead.
Unless you think that, does that break code?
No.
Hold on.
No.
Big Mac, if I tell a story from 30 years ago, it's funny. He didn't do anything illegal, nothing like that. I'm not ratting him out for nothing. It's just a funny anecdote. Does that break the code or no?
No, I don't think so.
Ask the moon guy. Does that break the code or no?
Say no.
No. If he says yes, it's yes.
Say no.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
I saw something in the Indians locker room that involved Carlos Baerga that I was told 30 years ago. Just don't say it on your show when I was on the radio in Cleveland, okay? I've never told the story publicly. I can tell it right now unless that breaks the 30-year code.
100% you can tell it right
now. Of course you can tell us. Come on. Open your mouth. What year was it, by the way?
I was in Cleveland. I'll be exact here.
Was it prior to the World Series?
When were they?
95 and 97.
Oh, yeah, before that. Before that, yeah.
The world, yeah,
before then. Because I got to Cleveland 92
yeah.
to 93.
Okay.
All right?
That was like the prime of Nagy. Yeah. He was great in 92.
Yeah, no, he was a young stud. That's where I met Albert Bell, played chess right. with him, as he confirmed.
Right.
All right, it's whatever. All right. So they go, you got to go see for yourself, all right? So there's the trainer's room. It's separate from the actual clubhouse. Okay, it's where guys get, like, massaged and get their treatments and taped down, whatever. And as I walk towards the trainer's room, I hear this. Rhythmic. Mm. I'm ready to play the bongos. I play the drums, and I hear this. And the guys are now, there's, like, a group of guys now kind of a couple yards behind me, but following me towards the sound that's coming from the trainer's room. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm being pranked. I don't know. But I go into the trainer's room. There's one man and only one man in that trainer's room. You know those circular doctor stools that swivel in a full 360?
Yeah.
Seen them before?
Yeah.
And they're like metal. Carlos Baerga is sitting on top of one of those stools, and his baseball pants are down around his ankles.
Oh, my God.
In his hand.
What the hell?
Is what could very well be a baseball bat, but it's much smaller, and it's attached to his body. And he is slapping it against the doctor's stool.
Oh my
rhythmically. God. Boom, boom, boom.
May I ask why?
So I, of course, stared at it for a second or two longer than I should have. I don't know what I said out loud. I'm not going to make something up, but it was probably, what the F are you doing? And I turn around, and half the Indians roster's behind me, all laughing hysterically. He keeps going, though. He doesn't stop. I go back in, and I go to Nagy. I go, what the heck? What's that? He goes, pregame ritual. Nobody asks. Nobody wants to know. And that's what he did.
Really?
And I think he batted like 330 that year.
Well, he was good with the Indians.
And had like his all-time greatest
He
year.
Was a hit machine before he got here.
Yeah.
So and that's why.
There you go.
So Carlos had quite the ritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he have that ritual with the Mets? Because it didn't work.
The reason I don't think I was being pranked is that he wasn't like, ha-ha, gotcha.
Right.
Like he was in a trance.
How long did it last?
I left the room. I don't
really?
Know.
Really? You didn't want to see how it ended?
I think we all know how it ends, Evan.
Wow, my view of Carlos Baerga has changed a little, I must admit.
So anyway, that's the story. So I don't know if you brought Baerga's name up. That's
well, no,
Baerga's.
You thought you saw Carlos Beltran. It was Carlos Baerga.
I thought I saw, maybe I got my Carlos's confused. I apologize for that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.